This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Master wouldn't do. I take it General Grievous has been destroyed then. I must say you're here sooner than expected.
In the name of the Galactic Senate of the Republic, you're under arrest, Chancellor.
Are you threatening me, Master Jedi?
The Senate will decide your fate.
I am the Senate.
Not yet.
It's treason, then.
Of the Sith will never return. You have lost.
No. 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 You will die. He's a traitor.
He is the traitor.
I have the power to save the one you love. You must choose.
Don't listen to him, Anakin.
Kill me! I can't hold it any longer. I'm too weak. Anakin! Help me! I can't hold on any longer.
I am going to end this once and for all.
You can't. He must stand trial.
He has control of the Senate and the courts. He's too dangerous to be left alive.
I'm too weak. Don't kill me. Please.
It's not the Jedi way. He must live.
Please don't.
I need him.
Please don't. No.
Ah! and Diamonds and Trump. Ah.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula. That's Brain Force Ultra that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it and stay 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something, and boom, or writing an article or writing a book, and then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
And he's at the Vulcan Gas Company tonight on 6th Street. And a little bird told me that somebody else might be popping up. And that's right next to Joe Rogan's club. So a lot of fun stuff is going to be going on tonight in downtown Austin. Gavin McInnes is here with us, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, he hosts his own censored TV transmission, which is at censored.tv and censored.tv. And he is here with us. It is great to have him in studio.
Very excited to be here. Very excited.
I just feel your energy. I feel like I'm on drugs or something.
I'm high on cocaine.
I'm high on the times. I'm really freaked out right now.
Well, it is. It's getting so apocalyptic that it's kind of good. Like, I was talking to someone in South Africa recently, and they said they're doing stuff like they're trying to tyrannize us with these chips, right? But there's no electricity, so they can't use the chips. And it's getting that way in New York. If in New York now, it is such total and utter lawlessness that if you're having a beer in a bar and someone goes, let's go, and you go, oh, I have a full beer, just take it with you. Drink it in front of a cop. Like, no one cares. There's no law.
Well, that's the thing is, right-wingers are not out beating left-wingers up. It's them attacking us. But lately, leftists start fights and right-wingers just beat the hell out of the police. Don't even come.
Yeah.
It's just like, okay. Don't you think right-wingers would be better at anarchy than leftists?
Oh, absolutely. And they are. They're prepared. They're armed. They have water. Have you ever, like, when you fight Antifa, especially in New York where they're just overeducated academics, it feels like fighting peanut brittle. Like, you start to feel guilty after a while.
Well, I love how they'll punch you and then wait to see what the hit did.
Yeah. And when you punch them, they always say the same thing. They gasp. And they go, oh, my God. And you realize, oh, that's your first punch of your whole life. And I did it. I broke your cherry. I popped your cherry.
That is true. I've seen it when they get hit, and like, especially like when a really big guy breaks their ribs or something. Like, they'll hit you with a baton, then a big guy breaks their ribs, and they start crying. They go, why did you do that? It's like, well, you're in a man's world now, Bubba.
Yeah, you started it. Didn't you have a big brother? You don't know what it feels like to get punched? Come on. It's good for you.
Yeah, so, you know, it came out that Alex Soros, now the head of the $25 billion war chest, at least, is really the head of Antifa. Came out in documents. He funds it. He runs it.
That's amazing. And I always hated when people said, I can't wait till George Soros dies. And you're like, you think that's the end? The ding-dong, the witch is dead? Of course his son is going to continue it. Of course this virus will continue. It's not about ending George Soros. It's about ending this entire globalist mentality.
Well, absolutely. I mean, the spirit just crawls to the next person.
Yes. Yeah. And Alex has been heavily involved since he's been 18.
No.
I've seen pictures of him with Bono and going to the UN. And
in every photo, he looks like completely psychotic.
Yeah. At least he doesn't have those weird scrotums under his eyes like George Soros.
Hey, getting serious here. Right before we went live, well, this always happens, usually you're remote, but we're live. What do you want to hit? There's too much to hit. The war in Ukraine, their, quote, counteroffensive running into a steel wall of death. Our media trying to suppress it, but I've gone and watched even third-party media. They've destroyed thousands of armored vehicles and tanks. They just basically slaughtered the whole group in the last 2 weeks. Which the Russians, when they were on the offense, got torn up, because whoever's on the offense, you know, gets the brunt of it. You always need three times the force in tank battles to take over another force. That's well known. There's that. There's the economy. There's the Biden. There's the Bush, you know, crime family, you know, trying to back DeSantis. But I still kind of like DeSantis as a person. Then you've got Trump being indicted. I mean, just all these crazy things swirling around. What do you think the zeitgeist of our time is?
That's my big question with all of these is, what percentage of Americans feel the way we do? Like, I was just asking your boys outside with the vaccine. Today, right, 2023, how many people who got it regret it or is leasing down? And I asked this to a ton of people, by the way, and they always give me a number around 50%. Like, I don't think we're as esoteric as the media portrays us. I think if you reach into Madison, no, not Madison, you reach into random northern Wisconsin, or you Milwaukee, or you go to someone in the Pacific Northwest outside of Portland, and you ask them about these things, I think they're basically on our side. But there's this tyranny of the shrill minority where these nutty moms are making us think that the world's gone mad. But I don't think it is as bad as MSNBC and CNN portrays. They're freaks, is what I'm saying.
I totally agree. They gaslight us with this Overton window of just radical, insane pedophilia, communism, corporate decadence, largesse, with a weird communist icing. And they try to make us feel like we're weird. But all the numbers show it. People are becoming more conservative, more populist, more just common sense.
Yeah, get an average American, get five beers in him on a Saturday night, and no one can hear him or her. And ask them what, and they'll say, I doubt the vaccine. Trump did have a lot of good policy. I'm talking about liberals here. You know, the borders are out of control. Abortion at 9 months is murder. Like, I think that everyone agrees with us, but CNN, MSNBC, and mainstream media is how they portray InfoWars. Like, I was watching CNN in a bar the other day, the only place I see it.
They pay to have it on.
Oh, yeah?
Well, a lot of companies, big bar chains and stuff, get paid to put it on. Airports, hotels, yeah.
I'm watching it, and it's like an Antifa dude punched in the face. Like, I'm going, one of the lower third, said Trump using the justice system to indict his enemies. And then the woman on it is talking about how that's third world stuff, weaponizing the justice system against your enemies. And she's talking about Trump using it against Biden. And you're like,
Well, no, that's what they do. It's like they're saying conservatives want to ban books. No, we don't want you to give gender queer that shows pedophilic sex to 8-year-olds. Don't give my kid pedophile pornography. Isn't banning your pedophile book?
Yeah. Well, they've made banning books our thing, and that's a communist thing. You know that book Fahrenheit 451? Who's that? Ray Bradbury?
Yeah, about the temperature of the paper burns.
So that was about communists. HBO redoes it with Michael B. Jordan, and it's about conservatives burning books, and he's the guy on the conservative side who goes, gee, I don't like this burning of the books. And now they've co-opted that whole story and made it about how evil.
Well, that's what Comey, it's official talking points. He comes out 2 weeks ago with Jen Psaki, we played the clip several times, I'm sure you saw it, and said, we can't let him get in because if he gets in, he'll use political weaponization, the Justice Department, to arrest us. Well, that's what they're doing, and then you're seeing the same talking point. So it's the same thing. They're pushing pedophilia on our kids. We go, hey, don't show in the children's library a literal graphic novel of children having sex with adults. My God, it's questionable even that book should be legal because it's not real photos, but it's depicting criminal activity. It probably should be legal, but you shouldn't be showing it to kids. The point is, and then they spin it that he set up a new commission in the White House to stop the banning of books. Have we not been watching the purge of conservatives everywhere? It's the way they turn everything around is just crazy.
Why are we talking about sex with kids in any way, shape, or form? Like, there's this movie.
It should
called
be butterfly nets and
yes,
forts.
There's this movie called The Croods, right? It's an animated movie, Disney movie. And my 9-year-old was watching it. And in the movie, the girl has a big, she's a teenager. She has a crush on this teenage boy. There's no sex or anything. But every time she sees him, there's hearts and everywhere. whenever her she would come up swooning over this guy, I look over, he's going like this, blocking it, like the way you would if you're watching a video on eye surgery. Kids don't like sex. They don't like love. They don't
because they're not ready for it yet.
It's confusing.
That's
to
a
them.
Key point. That's why they show high schoolers, even middle schoolers, being shown pedophilic garbage as, quote, gay pride month. And the kids are like, don't show us this because they're not ready for it.
They don't like to see a heterosexual couple kiss.
Yeah.
Like, even that is weird. When Harry met Sally, you got mail is weird to them. And now we're getting into polyamory and kink. Did you see that the New York Times said the new Little Mermaid is great?
It needs more kink.
Kink. It's got but they say it's great to explore kink. You're like, what's the kink? What are you talking about? I can't believe we even have to say this in 2023. We have to say.
But then the Gillette ads and all the rest of them. A man, skip the break, guys. If a man asks a woman out, that's a form of rape. And the Gillette ad, whoa, dude, don't ask a woman in a coffee shop for her number. You don't talk to a woman, but if you're a weird fat man shaking your Johnson in front of kids at drag queen time, that's fine.
You know what we should do to all these people?
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Manhattan and make it into a prison. It's way worse than that. You have these roaming nomads who take over an office building. They use the elevator shaft as a toilet. It takes a year to fill up with feces and garbage. They kill the power of the building. These nomads don't care. They never had power in their life. And then a gang comes in, removes them, kills them, razor wires the building, and now people come from like the suburbs through Johannesburg and the underground garage, and they work in that building post nomadic takeover. That's just one building I'm talking about. The entire region has to take shifts with electricity. They're talking about race-based access to power, meaning whites will get power.
And now L.A., California's adopting it.
Yes.
So South Africa is the model for the world. Bring in third world populations, in that case they're indigenous, play this game, and meanwhile the elites live on armored compounds in the hills.
Right, but where's this? You say we're going to make everything worse. Fetterman is you know, Frankenstein, and then we bring in the savior. I don't see any saviors in...
No, you hit the key here. It's hard to build civilization. It's hard to manage, right? So they said, let's have a managed decline and depopulate. But that was really just their excuse to loot and not manage. So they're telling themselves they're doing this towards a greater, you know, utopia, and Yuval Noah Harari, and we're going to be gods. And the truth is, they're all going to just get destroyed by their own security detail.
Yeah, I hope there's a savior. I hope the Messiah comes, but... You know, they say, what are you saying? I said this to a guy the other day. He goes, what are you saying? Planes are dropping out of the sky? I go, yeah, they are. We got Southwest and FedEx almost crushing each other. Air traffic control has no idea what's
Listen,
going
on. Listen, I flew to Hawaii a month ago for 2 weeks. Take a break. You know, I had to do it or I was going to go crazy. And I'm sitting there, and I notice that the captain comes back and sits in an open seat next to me.
What?
And I say, hey, is he taking his jacket off? I said, you're the pilot. He goes, yeah, I'm the captain. And after talking to him, he goes, yeah, you're Alex Jones, blah, blah, blah. After about an hour, he just gets up and goes to another seat. He kind of, because I started asking him, hey, where's, so there's one guy that's just on autopilot. So, you know, they're trying to shut the airlines up, but there's only one pilot now because it's really on autopilot.
Thank you.
And then he's back, and all of a sudden I see the other co-pilot get out and take a piss. Because, you know, because they put the tray in front of the door whenever the pilot comes out. There was no one flying the plane. So I'm telling you, man, it's getting weird.
Well, it was in Hawaii, I believe, where a plane plummeted straight in, heading for the ocean, pulled out like maverick levels of G-force, and air traffic control didn't register the whole exchange. They were just like, whatever, you did a dip. That's not worth mentioning.
Well, that's it. We're like on a runaway train, like smarter, better, harder working, serious people that went through hell built this, and now we're like animals that have like inherited this high-tech thing, and it's not going to go well.
It's like those parkour guys that keep pushing it, and they go, I'm going to do a backflip on the edge of a building, a skyrise. And they do the backflip and then lose their footing and fall. If Fetterman is a joke, if Nancy Pelosi, AOC, if all these people are put...
Einstein.
Biden, if they're put here to antagonize us, guys, I think you're doing a flip on the edge of a building. Like, there's no saving this. You can't pull it back. There's no post-Fetterman America.
Well, that's like Caligula marrying his horse. I mean, they don't get thrills anymore off of being in control. They get thrills off of playing chicken. But they're playing chicken.
Yes. Well, I think it's playing chicken with two cars, and there's no swerving now. We're right here. Fetterman can't speak English. Joe Biden can't speak English. Kamala Harris can't speak English. They sound worse than my Chinese delivery guy.
They really do. And then what's up with that? Kamala Harris just starts cackling everywhere.
She wants, this is my theory with her, she wants to have a colloquialism pinned to her name. Like, we have nothing to fear but fear itself. He used the word fear there in a great way, used it twice. So she'll try to do that with, like, why are we here? Because we're here. And what does here mean? Here is who we are, and here is where we will be. And you're like, that's not a saying, that sucked. You're not good at this.
Well, it's so horrible, it's good.
Yeah. Well, we play this game on my show where Joe Biden will say something, and then we'll spend the next 20 minutes trying to decipher the code that is his language.
Yeah, the latest thing is like, Yeah, I got that light years thing fixed. It. We're going to do it because we're on top of it.
Right.
And you're like, what the hell does that mean?
Light years.
And he'll also be like, well, what's that going on up there? I mean, he's clearly completely out of his mind.
Falling, getting lost. Did you see when he fell, too? We saw the soles of his shoes, and they're not like wingtips. They have like Skechers kind of a grip.
Yeah.
Because he's so bad at walking, he needs athletic sneakers disguised as wings.
Then he like tries to show off and run, and he always falls down.
Oh,
my. It's like an old dog that's back broken, but he doesn't want you to euthanize him. You're like, yeah, I can make it, Dad. It's kind of like wobbling around.
If he was at my local bar, I would go and talk to him, and then I'd feel like a good person. Like, if he wasn't president, he was like Joe Nathaniel. I'd be like, I just talked to that old man Joe, because I'm a good person, and I talk to senile people to make them feel better about themselves. He's a charity case in real life, and he's the leader of the free world. What?
But he's not a dictator. Even though he stole the election to get into power. And did you see how the Fox producer, Tucker's old producer, went out with a bang? And put up the chyron that Biden is a wannabe dictator?
Was that from his last show before he was candidate?
No, this guy stayed on. It's Tucker's former producer.
Oh, okay.
Alexander McCaskill put up the chyron, and the media's like, how dare him say that? This is very dangerous. And then Tucker went through 15 minutes last night of all the dictatorial stuff that Biden's doing.
Are you worried about his safety?
Tucker's?
Carlson?
I can tell you that I was told by Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s people that, you know, he will not speak in outdoors, and he won't have any security from a hotel or anybody around him. That's how they killed his dad. And it's the same thing with Tucker is extremely, finally, because Tucker used to be the type of guy with no security, whenever, you know, just regular guy. They've had a lot of stuff go on. Let's just leave it at that and try to intimidate him.
He needs round-the-clock security. He's going to be Lee Harvey Oswald at any moment. Remember that guy who came up to him in the lineup when he's buying fishing tackle or something?
Yeah.
I heard that guy was a spook, and he was trying to provoke Tucker into doing something physical.
Heard another guy was a spook, yes.
So, and the problem with someone like Tucker, as far as assassination goes, is he's not with prostitutes, he doesn't do drugs, he doesn't have a secret life. He is squeaky clean.
He really is.
College sweetheart. Like, he doesn't even think swear words.
All he does is hunt and fish and his off time.
He'd kill his own game on his own land.
Well, that's the thing, is that they have this idea about me that I'm this wild man. I was pretty wild when I was younger, but I go home and eat dinner, watch TV, go to bed, you know, maybe smoke a cigar. They've had PIs. They've been doing it for years, but now they're literally trying to get hired at the office. They're infiltrating people that work here. They try to get hired by companies we use and say, you know, tell us about your bosses. Did your boss rape women? Or, you know, does your boss have diamonds hidden or whatever? And then it's crazy how desperate they are.
Yeah, you really got it. Like, when you use your phone, every time I email, use my phone, talk, I just assume that feds are listening. You know Ezra Levant from Rebel Media?
Yeah.
When we talk, sometimes we'll talk to the feds, too.
Oh, they're listening to them.
Hey, I want you to know that you're wasting your time, your life is a joke, and the FBI ain't what it used to be. You must feel like crap when you look in the mirror.
Well, Ezra Levant, they're really scared of him.
Yeah.
He's very effective.
And Canada is, you know, Canada is, it goes, as far as, like, left-wing tyranny goes, Britain at the top, Canada's there, and we're there. But we're not separate. Like, Canada is us in 5 years, and Britain is Canada.
It's the same program.
Yeah.
And Canada's trying to supersede even Australia and England as the top tyranny.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Trudeau, who says, what do you admire most? He goes, I admire dictatorships, Xi Jinping.
Yeah.
And the progressive women all get kind of wiggle in their chairs and get excited. It's like, this is fun. This is sexy.
You know what? You got to understand, Trudeau is a Zoolander brain dead.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers. They're filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste. We have the ultimate tooth whitening with coral calcium toothpaste. And we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. the turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We've got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So all three toothpastes in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you're receiving this transmission, you're listening to Gavin McGinnis.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're getting into Justin Trudeau, and he has a lot to say about him. Gavin McGinnis needs an introduction. The founder of Vice, before it got taken over on the ground. Just an icon individual. And like InfoWars, relegated to the Phantom Zone at censored.tv, where the smart people go to see his daily show. But that's the thing. They relegate us to the Phantom Zone, and only you can let us out of the prison of the general public to warn them and wake them up. Scared of this guy's wit, you and I and Louis Faircon, of all people, were put 3 years ago on the second level of banning, a new level of dangerous persons. And it said in the official rules of Facebook, as you know, you're allowed to call for violence and organize attacks on these people. To the final leg of the whole Marxist movement. So let's speak to that. You were saying that Trudeau literally is a complete Zoolander moron.
Yeah, like you and I both are always vacillating between evil
and incompetent. And I don't know. I think you stand more on the evil side. I stand more on the incompetent side. But Trudeau is both.
Well, it's evil incompetence.
Yeah. He's a drama club kid. He always wanted to be popular. And he was elected and he liked it. And then people started mocking him. And he hired his pot-smoking college buddy to try to monitor social media and stop people making fun of him. He hates that more than...
And now he's creating an agency to arrest you if you talk about it.
Right. That's why he hates the convoy so much. He doesn't care about the vaccines. He hates that he was humiliated. So there was this pop band in Canada called The Tragically Hip. And the singer said, I love Trudeau. He's cool. And that was like, he couldn't have been happier. So when that guy died, Justin Trudeau had a complete mental breakdown because that was the only person saying Justin Trudeau is cool. He never got over that. So Klaus Schwab walks in and goes, Justin, get yourself up. Stand up. On your feet, soldier. We'll take you in. You just have to join the globalist cabal. And he was like, I got a new club. And now,
as long as you do exactly as we say, we penetrate your government, you will be the ruler now.
You're cool.
You are in a parliament. You only need 30% of vote and makes you a dictator.
He would do anything. Like, Joe Biden is in bed with China because he's made financial deals and it's good for him financially. Justin Trudeau has been adopted as this wayward orphan that nobody liked, and now he's got a club, he's got a gang. Antifa does this all the time, especially in California. They'll find loser crackhead kids on the street. They'll house them in Soros-funded homes, and then it's like, hey, street urchin, we took you in, you're part of the family, but you got to pay your rent, and that is street violence. He's like an Antifa crackhead now. For the
And, of course, his dad admired Phil Castro.
Oh, his dad, yeah, his dad is Castro. His father, I lived in Canada with Pierre Trudeau, total incompetent mess, an overeducated moron who was obsessed with diversity. Not because of diversity, but to spite the English Canadians and despite America. To spite.
Well, I mean, it is a weird chip on the shoulder thing. Like, they've ruled us, they've conquered us, the globalists have, but then now they want to destroy the source of their power.
There's nothing worse than an oligarch's son. We're going to see this with Alex Soros. We saw it with Pierre Trudeau. And we saw it with Pinch Sulzberger over the New York Times. Arthur Sulzberger is all about revenge. His dad was a liberal, but he ran the New York Times well. It was a good paper in the 50s and 60s and 70s, maybe even the beginning.
And pro-free speech.
Pro-free speech. It gave both sides. And his son who runs it now, he's just bitter and angry, and they want revenge. Because just like Karl Marx, the sons of rich kids don't, and they've never been punched in the face. They have this insecurity about their lack of grit. They've never lived. So they get vindictive and they want to hurt us. And we get dominated by these rich kids. Look at the sons of Murdoch, you know, destroying Fox News.
And boy, have they destroyed it. It's got 61% less viewers than it had in April.
They're going through trans training right now. Learning how to embrace the trans movement and trans people, all 17 of them.
So let me ask you that question. I ask you this every time you're on. How does it end itself? I guess when we finally stand up, because there's the average leftist is losing their standing, they're losing money, the society's falling apart. Can't the average leftist realize their weird religion of this corporatocracy, this kleptocracy, is a joke designed as a psychological warfare implement against them? Or I guess it's just once they adopt their identity, they don't want to admit they were conned. I mean, they're in such a cult, and they get more radical by the day. Until now, they're just fabulously absurd.
Yeah, it's the funny thing about them, though, is they have this sabotage plan of don't breed. We got to get the population down. Christians laugh at that and they breed like rats, like we do. The secular losers, they take their own medicine. They believe their own BS.
I got to give it to them. Like, look how many of them are dying from the shots.
Right.
And I'm kind of like, I'm sad they're dying, but I'm like, hey, you know, I respect that.
Yeah, you're your own.
I'll drop by your funeral.
And they're not having kids. Like, my kids are not going to have to deal with these lunatics. Because lunatics' offspring, because they won't have any kids. So they've annihilated themselves. I'm optimistic about that.
Well, what about this Megan Fox chick, where all three of her sons has been confirmed? She makes them wear dresses. They're revolting. They're not revolting. They're revolting. She's revolting. What are, doesn't she get, you try to make all your boys girls, they're going to turn up to be like super Ubermen or something.
Those are three Green Berets you're looking at right now. Those guys are going to be kicking ass, killing Osama bin Ladens in the dead of night. That happened with Rosie O'Donnell's kids, right? They all became military men and right-wingers, and that's happening to the entire country. These people have ruined themselves. So they're literally going extinct within the next half century.
And see, my parents were great. They were just like, well, we're conservative on some issues, liberal on others, but we're really just Americans, and you just figure it out. And they didn't push anything on me.
Yeah, you can't do that anymore. I tried that with my first kid.
No, you're right. Now you've got to indoctrinate them, or the left will get their...
When you do that. Someone's indoctrinating them. It might as well be you.
No, explain this. You're right, because now, well, a lawmaker in California had said, stay there, we'll save the state. He just came out and said, evacuate, you can't save it. So how do you indoctrinate them, which parents should do? Don't walk on the street. Don't get in a white van. You know, throw the trash away. Do your homework. Because that's a parent's job. How do you indoctrinate them but not push them too far to make them rebel because they have that innate rebellion facet?
You got to sit them down, and you have to say, we did not burn down Black Wall Street. Your teacher is lying. There was a race riot that started after a justified arrest. Blacks started shooting. Whites started shooting. A massive riot broke out, and they brought in the National Guard to try to stop it. Yes, buildings were burned. That's because there were snipers on the roof. You explain that Emmett Till was guilty. You explain that we didn't take the land from the Indians. We fought them for three centuries. They were worthy adversaries, by the way. We fought the Nazis. We beat them in like an afternoon compared to the 3 centuries we fought the Indians. You've got to tell them that their teachers are lying. And it actually is effective because they already doubt their teachers. And you're saying, yeah, your instincts are right. That book is garbage.
No, people are getting this. Like, even a Hollywood movie, most of their stuff's garbage because it's so infantile and meant to hurt it. But, like, Revenant is based on a true story, and it's actually, the true story is even wilder. Right. And, like, the Native Americans would come to us and say, and I'm part Native American, and would say, if you don't help us kill the other tribe, we're going to kill you right now. We don't want wampum. We don't want to. We want you to help us kill the other tribe we got to beef with. So they were hard to beat, but easy to beat in the long run because they were always balkanized. They weren't unified.
The fact that modern teachers can make American history boring is an accomplishment. I'm impressed.
American history is the most swashbuckling, insane,
mind-blowing. Like the what do you call them? The Rangers. This gang of random hillbillies, one has a sombrero on, the other's got some vest he got from an Indian. They don't record any of their history, and they're out there killing Indians like this wandering tribe. It's the story of the Rangers is fascinating, and we didn't hear about it in school. They were telling us that we were lame, and then we had a bunch of slaves, and then the slaves freed themselves. You're like, that's not what happened. This sucks.
Well, they don't tell you about slavery, and I'm not endorsing the institution of slavery. It's still going on around the world, and now these migrants are being brought in to be slaves. We got to go to break, but you got to go in the next hour with us.
Migrant locked in.
Absolutely. It's like, done, done, done. But we'll talk about it when we come back.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery stories on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Censor.tv is our guest on Alex Jones with Infowars.com. And he's going to be live doing stand-up comedy this evening at the Vulcan Gas Company. I don't think there's any tickets left, but you're all welcome.
We'll squeeze you in.
It's a nice place. Great people. The owners are awesome listeners. Won't get them in trouble. But I go down there all the time. It's one of my haunts. So, let's go over, again, I've got hundreds of questions, hundreds of topics, but what else is Main Center on your radar, and what do you think of RFK Jr.?
I love him, I hate his voice, and no women are going to vote for him because women are shallow, and they hate his voice. But he's the only candidate since Eisenhower to address the CIA and the FBI and how corrupt they are and how they need to be dismantled. Who else has said that?
I mean, it really is a permanent shadow government. It's not even a shadow anymore.
Yeah. Who has taken on the CIA as a presidential candidate? That is balls, man.
Well, he went on Rogan, dropped yesterday, went on 3 days ago, and he just said, yeah, they killed my uncle, they killed my dad, and I mean, which is all true.
Right, they admitted it.
Yeah, and so here we are.
Yeah.
I got the E. Howard Hunt deathbed confession interview.
Really?
Yeah, he ran the operation. He was photographed there. Him. He didn't pull the trigger, but he ran it.
Amazing. Yeah, the truth is, I will take any candidate that wants less government, even a liberal candidate.
Well, it's very refreshing that he's so honest, but now he's like, open borders is a plan for slave labor, ESGs and the new environmental system is a giant scam, it's the opposite of environmentalism. I mean, he basically is totally awake now.
What I think a lot of Republicans don't understand is, when you're getting a candidate in this political climate, he has to be a UFC fighter. And I've only ever seen that from Trump. I've only ever seen this. You learn this as a young man in middle school. If someone punches you in the arm, even as a joke, you punch them back twice as hard.
Yeah.
And that establishes you as someone who's not a victim.
You're not going to push me around. Even amongst your friends, you have to tell your friends that I'm in the top brass of our friend group, and or else you drift into victimhood. And
you know, it's weird. When you're even with your buddies, too polite and too nice, even if your buddies are cool, they still kind of take it like you're a pussy. Or it's weird.
It's yeah. Even like remember when you're in high school, you could smell who is where on the hierarchical. Like, you're all pretty much equal, but there's, like, you know not to mess with this guy and not to mess with that guy and this guy. This guy is sort of the guy who goes and buys the beer. And there's hierarchy is inevitable. And the hierarchy in this political climate requires wolf-like instincts. You can't be a German Shepherd. You can't be a Doberman. You have to be a wolf. And Trump, if you punch him, he shoots you in the arm. And that's what we need.
Well, I don't want to say I'm not a rocket scientist. When it comes to political science, real politique, I mean, we are rocket scientists. Let's be honest. We're at the top of the game. How does the left not know they've super turbo energized Trump? And then I noticed their talking point when they indicted him a week ago, or 8 days ago, was this time it'll lower his poll numbers. And I said, watch, they'll go higher. And of course, they went even higher. I mean, and they go, well, we'll indict him some more. Don't you get, it becomes obvious that you're dogpiling him. People don't like that.
No, you make him more popular. People who don't like Trump see him get arrested for jaywalking, and they go, that's not what I signed up for. I don't like this. You're weaponizing the justice system. Now I'm voting for Trump. And the guys who like him but aren't into voting, they're now getting up off the couch because now they're mad. You're making us mad, and that's good for Trump.
Absolutely. So what are your predictions? You've made some really accurate predictions in the past. We're going to time capsule this, and we're even still on air in 6 months or a year. Things are so dangerous. And by that, I don't mean just us on air. I mean, like, civilization likes being on. Gab McGinnis, a real trailblazer. You never brag about yourself. Why don't you spend a few minutes explaining how much stuff you trailblazed for people that forget or don't know? Because that's what I respect is zeitgeist trailblazers who haven't just hit the zeitgeist two or three times. You've nailed it at least six, seven times, starting whole major movements that, of course, always get hijacked from you. But, I mean, you've got the zeitgeist of trailblazing. So then tell us what you've trailblazed for folks that have been living under a rock. This is interesting history. And then what the trailblazer predictions coming.
I red-pilled a generation after Pat Buchanan red-pilled me with Death of the West in 2001. And I think the reason that my movements do well is because I genuinely care. I'm brutally honest. I'm vulnerable when I say these things. And I want to learn. I want to debate. I want to lose a debate. You lose a debate, you're a smarter person. So I think people sense that honesty. And when I went from hipsterism and started saying, these conservatives are not all squares. A lot of their values are good values. We were wrong to say, just keep fornicating and getting wasted for your entire life. We were wrong to eschew traditionalism. Let's admit we're wrong and move forward to our next chapter in the book. So now I'm pushing the family, I'm pushing freedom, and I, because I'm cool and charming, it ends up being popular with younger people, and the deep state hates that. Ben Shapiro is a very intelligent person. No one thinks he's cool at all. He sounds like Stuart Little in a bad mood. So the left doesn't see him as a threat. They see me as a threat because young people go, that's the hipster guy. That's the vice guy.
They're scared of anybody popular with the youth. And I've been very popular because they see that I'm curious and authentic and vulnerable. And young people really are looking for, they're resonating with that. You're always been popular with young people, but also with across the board. That's what they fear.
The new right is really cool and interesting. You look at the new left with like David Pakman and that Dash Dabrowski guy who's going, oh boy, and Sam Cedar and they're losers. And then you look at the new right with Sav from InfoWars and Elijah Schaefer and John Doyle and even Nick Fuentes. Those people are interesting and dangerous and brave.
By the way, I want to say something about Nick Fuentes. I like Nick as a person. I disagree that Hitler's a great person. I don't just say that because I would be attacked if I said Hitler was good. No, sometimes the people are right. You know, Hitler not good. I'm not attacking him. They constantly online create these stories of like if somebody has a banned out video account, they attack Nick Fuentes that I'm behind it. I have no idea what's going on with Nick Fuentes. I mean, I have nothing against the guy. I disagree with some of his ideas, and that's it. But I think on most of his ideas, I agree with.
Yeah, it's fun to do. I love arguing with him about Jews. I'm a Zionist, and I love debating him. And he mocks me, and I mock him, and it's fun. That's That's the thing about the conservative movement now that the left is going nuts about.
Hey, we should invite Nick back and have a three-way debate here.
That would be great.
Well, so when you say you're a Zionist, there's lots of definitions of that. Like, people call it different. I mean, you just believe Israel has a right to exist.
Yeah, and I love Judaism, and I love Orthodox Jews. I even like Hasidic Jews. I'm impressed that they can maintain their culture when surrounded with Disney and porn.
So you're not jealous of success?
Absolutely not. The thing about Jews is they're whites. And they're exceptional whites. So when they do bad, they do exceptional bad. When they do good, they do exceptional good. Now, there is a disproportionate number of secular, non-religious, really, Jews. I call them gynos, Jews in name only, who have a disproportionate representation in media and banking and blah, blah, blah. They also have a disproportionate representation in mathematics and in medicine and all that stuff. The reason I hate anti-Semitism is white people have a problem with ethnomasochism. We hate ourselves, we blame everything for us. And to use Jews as a scapegoat and say, well, it's the Jews who made me feel that way, is to absolve yourself of your own problems. If it rains on your birthday, it's not the Jews' fault.
Or you slip on a banana peel.
If you are screwing up, it's not the
Jews. Yeah, don't use the Jews. It's just like the left blaming white people for, quote, black people's lack of success in some cases, when the left's trying in their own documents to keep them suppressed, to control them. So it's a cop-out.
Yeah. Like, if you've seen that video of these white people who wear chains and they have these signs around their neck that say, sorry, and these black people march.
They bow down and worship them.
And they cry, and they're treated like slaves, and they're marched around. Don't blame the Jews for that. That's you, you moron. Why did you do that?
No, I agree that putting the Jews all in one group and doing that is a total cop-out.
Well, it's what we accuse. It's what people, the right often says, hey, black people, you have your own volition. Stop blaming all your problems on racism and white people. You fix yourself. It's 2023. It's not Jim Crow anymore. If you have problems today and you're born after 1970, it's all on you. And I say that to white people, too. I go, stop blaming everyone else for your problems. You, like, look at us. We're canceled. I'm rich. I'm making more money this year than I've ever made before. And that's where I've been hidden in a corner, and you need to give me your credit card and make up a password just to hear what I have to say. And I'm still making money because America is awesome. And if you bust your ass, you'll thrive.
Absolutely. Well, we'll talk about this when we come back, but here's where I get irritated. The white supremacists, who are a very small, crazy minority, FBI funded, we know that, they have this thing where they go, Christianity has nothing to do with Judaism. All three of the faiths, Abrahamics, come out of the Jews. So just stop saying it's Judeo-Christian. It is Judeo. That's what it comes out of. And it's not some kiss the Jews' ass. I'm just not going to lie to people and say, oh, Christianity has nothing to do with Jews.
Well, all we disagree on is a few years of miracles.
Well, yeah, but the other thing is that you got a bunch of Jews that then don't like Christians, like there's some big fight. We just ought all to come together, man.
Well, the Jews who don't like Christians, I don't think are religious. That's why I call them.
No, I agree. They're secular. We'll be right.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.